טוב, אז אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
Okay, so we are reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, article of the piece, in the title, The Wheel of Transformation of the Form.
Yes, here Bala Sulam wants to really explain to us in what form of relations we are with all of reality, meaning with the Creator, and what we need to do to change our relations to our benefit in order to get to know all of reality, what happens to us, why we each time come from blow to blow, from failure to failure. And then here we can understand what our success depends upon. Yes.
First, let me present the view of our sages concerning the unfolding of the generations of the world.
And
to make sure that he doesn't lose his payment, he gives it in deferment. It turns out that he is free of any worries, so it is with the creation of the world and its sustenance, where the Creator prepared it for people to engage in it and to be rewarded at the end the exalted essence of adhesion to him, as it is clarified in Matan Torah. If so, we should contemplate who obligated humanity to engage in his service to the extent of coming eventually to this essence, which is exalted and high. And Rabbi Akiva tells us about this. Everything is given in deposit, meaning all that the Creator placed in the engagement of the creation and gave it to their hands, he didn't give it to them for no reason, but rather he promised himself as a guarantee. And if you were to say, what guarantee was he given? For that, he answers, and a fortress is spread out throughout life, meaning that the Creator was wise and put forth a wondrous fortress upon humanity such that none will elude it. But life must be there on this fortress and to take upon themselves necessarily his service until they attain this exalted goal. And this is the guarantee of the Creator, which assured that he would not be tormented in the matter of creation. And then he clarifies it and says, the store is open, meaning that although this world appears to us as an open shop without an owner, and anyone who passes through may receive abundantly as much as one wishes, free of any charge. However, Rabbi Akiva warns us that the shopkeeper is selling by deferred payment. In other words, although you cannot see any shopkeeper here, know that there is a shopkeeper. And the reason that he is not demanding payment is because he sells it to you by deferred payment. And should you say, how does he know my debt? To this he replies, the book is open and the hand writes. Meaning, there is a general book in which each act is written without losing even one. And the aim surrounds the law of development that the Creator has imprinted in humanity, which prompts us ever forward. This means that the corrupt conducts in the states of humanity are the very ones that generate the good states. And each good state is nothing but the fruit of the work in the bad state that preceded it. Indeed, these values of good and bad do not refer to the value of the state itself, but to the general purpose. Each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good, and one that deflects them from the goal is considered bad. By this standard alone is the law of development built, as the corruption and the wickedness that appears in a state are considered the cause and the generator of the good state. Such that each state lasts just long enough to grow the evil in it to such an extent that the public can no longer bear it. At that time, the public must unite against it, destroy it, and reorganize in a better state for the correction of the generation. And the new state, too, lasts just as long as the sparks of evil in it ripen and reach such a level that they can no longer be tolerated. At which time, it must be destroyed and a more comfortable state is built in it in its stead.
Okay, till here, let's see what wants to be asked. Moscow 1.
Такое отношение, что все находится под залогом, оно больше подходит к чему?
There is a certain attitude where everything is by deposit. What is more suitable here?
Each one and everyone together. Николаев, Сочи.
Подскажите все-таки, чем человек, вот обычный человек, который находится в десятке...
In what can a simple person that is in the ten, in what does he pay in efforts or in torments or...
No, we don't need to pay in torments. Torments is not payment to the Creator, which wants anything for our benefit and our pleasure. And so we need to pay the Creator in this that we enjoy from His providence, meaning His attitude, His relation towards us. That's our payment. That we are in gratitude.
А вот если или здесь не идет речь об обычных людях, они тоже платят. Получается, страдания.
It's not talking about simple people here or...
No. People who are in the street in the meantime pay in torment, that also their torment later we will see that these torments bring them to great payment. It's like everything in our life, corporally. Person wakes up in the morning, he doesn't want to wake up, he goes to work that he doesn't want to work in. He works each moment in which he's cursing his life and he has no choice. He must, later on, he must labor more, he must acquire food to bring home, to cook, to organize everything for the family. All his life is in labor and labor and more worries. For what? In order to maintain life. It's an engagement that has like no use, that I'm always living in order to live. It's something that's... It's just like... You would cancel it ahead of time. But this is how we maintain ourselves, because otherwise we suffer. And thus, in our lives, we can't receive any justification.
Хорошо, а тот, кто занимается исправлением духовно плюс.
Okay, that one that engages in correction. So, in addition to those efforts that you described, like going to work, etc., do I also need to add efforts by receiving a pleasure from being under the providence? Or
a person who begins to reveal by the wisdom of Kabbalah a reason why the world was created such, and the goal why he was created such. That person already looks at life differently. He begins to scrutinize the program of creation, the purpose of creation. And in this, he is incorporated with the Creator. Meaning, we say that he justifies the Creator. But in sum total, he himself is incorporated in this entire process. And he goes through it from beginning to end. And thus he justifies that he becomes a witness to what occurs.
Meaning, if I justify the Creator, by that I pay him in this store.
We don't need to pay him on it. It's, you can say such, but it's not nice because it's not true. It's not truth. The truth is, if I reach a state that I see the creation from beginning to end, directly and the opposite, back and forth, then I reach a state of complete righteous, where I justify the Creator from all directions. And in this, I reveal the truth in creation, and I'm incorporated in it. I reach a degree like the Creator spread over all of creation, and I am such too. The matter is not to justify the Creator. The matter is to recognize all of creation and to accept it as it is. From all the desire of the corrected man to support creation, meaning to be a partner to the Creator. We'll talk about this more.
If
possible, one more matter, one last matter. The example of the store, so from my primitive understanding, we're talking here about I for you and you for me, everything is in deposit. It's not that having to do that I have to pay for something that exists here.
No. The math is entirely in higher degrees. All right. Okay. Hebrew 10.
When he talks here about the law of development, he explains that every single state is just for a certain time, and it's enough for growing the evil in him, and then the public can't exist in it, and the public must destroy it, collect them, assemble around it, and arrange themselves in a better state. So what? The law of development is always a state of, like the organism is what, destroying itself in order to get along in the better state? Is it always upon the destruction of the previous state?
Correct. But it's not physical destruction. It's that you're annulling the previous degree in order to rise to a higher degree. In your eyes, it is annulled. You've already used this will to receive on the intention to bestow, and now you rise to the next degree. Your will to receive already is cancelled already. You've already used it. You rise by it, meaning the previous degree is in the posterior of the next degree.
So if we look at the period of today where we're living in, the public can't deal with it, and it appears like they want to destroy the previous state. What state are we in today in this development?
We today are in recognition of evil. Humanity is in gradually approaching recognition of evil. More and more asking about the purpose for the bad. Why is it always mistaken? Why is it always entering crisis? What's the reason for this, that it's not learning from the states it's going through? This is a matter of recognition of evil. And we hope that we will be privileged to see how the entire world begins to understand that here nothing will help us. And it's a waste of all our efforts if we don't find a method for fixing this bad, this evil, which is our ego. And then we will need to explain that there's only one method that can correct our ego, and it won't help us. All sorts of forms that come to us from some nice environment and nice stories, culture and education, nothing will help. Here, man's nature must be changed only. And so humanity must come to such a recognition of evil that it will understand that it cannot correct its life and change its state. Rather, only by correction of the source of life, which is our ego. And for our ego, nothing, no means will help us. That humanity has used over thousands of years of its development, that it wanted to make itself nicer, to paint itself in different manners, nothing. And not build anything, rather only one thing. All of us belong to one system round. Everyone must be as one man in one heart. Everyone must be connected in mutual support. And only this we must approach, because everything else will just bring us troubles. And to read, reach what I said, one vessel, everyone has one, which is possible only by the upper light. And the upper light, it can only be by this that we realize the wisdom of Kabbalah, and that's how it will be. There is no choice, there is no other method, because it comes from nature itself.
And what does our method help in the process of recognition of evil for the broad public? In us, it's clear. We have the system, we have the creator, we have laws, we're engaged in it. What process of recognition of evil will humanity go through, except for the destruction of the previous state, except for destruction? What's the correction?
I think, and we don't need more than that. But also, we also had inner destruction in spirit, and then we came in search to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And now we are also still in destruction, but we are hoping, directing to reach correction. And humanity has no choice, rather only to recognize that it's incapable of reaching good, rather than only on the condition that it will connect to us. That we as Galgal Te'anayim and they as Achab. And this is as it's written in the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar. There is no choice, because there is Galgal Te'anayim, which are connected with the Creator, and there is Achab, which can connect only with Galgal Te'anayim. But in Achab is all the force, which is, because it's all the mess. Galgal Te'anayim have no mass, and barely very slim coarseness of yut to connect with the Achab only. And Gagalta and Aim are vessels of Bina, vessels of bestowal. And thus, they first enter spirituality, yes, and later, after them, already all of humanity. All right. Okay. Tzafon 2.
Rav, what is the real essence in corporeal action humanity towards advancement in the work?
Corporeal action, the purpose of it, to reveal the Creator dwelling in all the worlds, all the degrees, that He is one. And by this that we reveal that He is one, we are also made as one, as round, as a sphere-like vessel. That's it. And thus, this is how we reach wholeness. This is what's called the end of correction. The end of correction of that ego, which was in us to begin with. Afterwards, there's other goals, but they're already beyond the seventh millennia. All right? Tel Aviv 1.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. When we want the dust,
if I understood correctly, we connect the high and the low in our intention, in our desire. And then darkness will light, like light will darkness will shine as light.
Yes, in the meantime, that's correct. PT6.
Rav, what is considered doing that is written there in this book? Which deeds are described here?
Connection. What more is there? What's correction? PT19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. So he says, and the intent is developing the law of development of the Creator imprinted that makes them push forward. And here we have to move towards revealing the evil. Tell me, where is love thy friend is thyself? The matter of love, to be good, to be nice. Here all of a sudden he inverted everything, the whole Torah on its place. What happened?
I don't know what your complaint, your criticism is.
My claim says, hey, they say, be good, be nice, love thy friend as thyself. They use that a lot. And all of a sudden he's telling me that actually the Creator created only bad, and we need to correct. So how does that work out?
And upon the bad, you need to be good, yes. Excellent. What's the problem?
The problem is I'm engaging in the good, and you're saying just be good. And
you want to say such, that the Creator created evil, and I need to resemble the Creator. So I need, if not to, not to create, at least support
something
evil.
Like that.
Something like that, all right.
So how do we switch that?
Let's explain to you the Creator. Why he created evil, and thus he's called Bore, that we upon this evil can bring the light to resemble him upon the evil.
What does it mean to correct the evil? That's not clear to me.
To give the bad the opportunity to be as the light, to be the bestower, connected.
How is that done by us?
By this, that we to our will to receive connect the intention to bestow.
So it's all a matter of intentions altogether?
Yes, but everything is dependent on intention. It changes the quality of the action. The will to receive remains the will to receive. There's no change in it. Just what we use it on the intention to bestow. That all that I have to receive, I invert it to bestow to the others.
Meaning through behavior, there needs to be a certain behavior to be like that.
Of course, what? I'm flipping myself, you know, like clothes, you know, the inside out. Inverted. That's how you're doing to yourself.
Also in behavior and also intention.
Yes, of course. And intention is the main of the behavior.
Thank you.
Kabyo 7.
Yes, thank you, Rav. I want to know if I'm understanding the text right. To me, he seems to be saying the situation itself doesn't matter. It doesn't need to be labeled. It's just for the purpose of the system to go to the next degree.
Ken. Ken?
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Yes. Correct direction. Where are we, Gilad?
We are,
and so the states clear up one by one. And so the states clear up one by one, and degree by degree, until they come to such a corrected state that there will be good without any sparks of evil. You find that all the seeds from which the good states grow are only the corrupted deeds themselves. Meaning that all the exposed evils that come from under the hands of the wicked in the generation join and accumulate to a great sum until they weigh so heavily that the public can no longer bear them. Then they rise up and ruin it and create a more desirable state. Thus you see that each wickedness becomes a condition for the driving force by which the good state is developed.
Meaning, ultimately, all the bad states direct us to the end of correction and the good state. But on the way, when we go through them, we see nothing good behind us and nothing good in front of us. We are always under pressure and bad states. But their goal is to develop us to good. Yes?
And these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. The book is open and the hand writes. Because any state that the generation is in is like a book. And all the evildoers are as writing hands, because each evil is carved and written in the book until they accumulate to an amount that the public can no longer bear. At that time, they ruin that bad state and rearrange into a more desirable state. Thus, each and every act is calculated and written in the book, meaning in the state. He says, all who wish to borrow may come and borrow. This means that one who believes that this world is not like an open store without an owner, but that there is an owner present, a shopkeeper, who stands in his store and demands of each customer the right price for the merchandise he is taking from the store, meaning to toil in his work while he is nourished by that store, in a manner that is certain to bring him to the purpose of creation, as he pleases. Such a person is regarded as one who wishes to borrow. Thus, even before he stretches his hand to take something from this world, which is the store, he takes it as a loan in order to pay its listed price. That is, he takes it upon himself to work to achieve his goal during the time he lives off the store in a way that promises to pay his debt by achieving the desired goal. Therefore, he is regarded as one who wishes to borrow, meaning that he pledges to return the debt. Rabbi Akiva depicts two kinds of people. The first are the open store type, who regard this world as an open store without a shopkeeper. He says about them, the book is open and the hand writes. That is, although they do not see that there is an account, all their actions are nonetheless written in the book, as explained above. This is done by the law of development imprinted in creation against humanity's will, where the deeds of the wicked themselves necessarily instigate the good deeds, as we have shown above.
P3.
I didn't understand for what and with who is the calculation. Yesterday we said, and here he writes also, that the whole calculation is for him not bringing contentment to the Creator and doesn't work towards the purpose and the essence. Yesterday we said that the whole calculation is only towards the work in the ten and not for this world.
The work in the ten is not the goal. The goal is to reach adhesion. Adhesion we reach by equivalence of form. Equivalence of form we reach by bestowal. To bestow to the Creator we reach by this, that we learn how to bestow to one another in the ten.
The question is whether it's the calculation about this world or not.
What exactly? Nothing in this world you have any calculation for, actually. On one hand, you could say yes, because in each detail people suffer, they don't understand why, and not just them. Still vegetative and animate, these also are created beings, they're also suffering in something, also in them. Forms the will to receive and demands what is for it, and also in this is measured the suffering, and also this there is corrections, and also in this that people who don't reach intentions to bestow rather are activated according to their regular will to receive, also in them there is a purpose, because they're suffering from that same will to receive on degrees of still vegetative and animate, and in this they are justifying the creation or the opposite.
So is there a calculation or not for this world?
Of course, on everything there is a calculation. It just depends on what form, what state, what degree. You can't say there is no importance, no significance, calculation with something. What does it mean that there is no created being? The will to receive is called the created being. And if it exists in something, that we can identify it in something even in this world, then yes, it exists in something and enjoys or suffers. That's how it is. And it's desirable that they shall not suffer, because in this that they suffer, they're cursing the Creator. not aware, of course. They don't understand it. Just like that we travel next to the stadium, soccer game with the Rabash, and he said, you need to respect this place. How can it be that we would respect this place where they're playing soccer, right? He says, a lot of people come here and they receive pleasure. And this that they receive pleasure, the pleasures come from the Creator. Yes? And thus, we need to respect them. Such places. That's it. So there is a math on everything.
But if the calculation is like here, he writes, it's only towards the essence and purpose, how could it be that there's a calculation in this world if the purpose and the essence is concealed?
It doesn't matter that it's concealed or not. Even before, the Rabash would say, you need to respect the soccer field. Yes, it was also concealed. Also, this world, you haven't yet revealed the reason for each and everything, why it is created such and exists, and in what it truly helps whoever is tied to it to reach the goal.
Why did the Creator put an obstacle before a blind man?
That's something else. You're asking already about the providence. Why the Creator did it in more or less concealment, and the entire world is called Olam, meaning from the word concealment, concealed. And then it's already a question how much each and every one of us is far from revelation or concealment.
But it turns out that we're obligated to steal from the store and to suffer because of the shopkeepers, and we have no knowledge of this. But by these things, you're coming closer to the purpose, to the true reality. Do you understand that? Thanks to the collectors, you reach the recognition of what's worthwhile and what's not. The collectors are like parents, like teachers at school. And that's what they do.
Okay, so that's towards the world. Towards us, that we already have work in the 10, and it's clear to us where we need to advance to and on what we have a choice. So what's the account with us?
With us, there's a calculation to the extent in which we will get to know the means through which, when we connect between us, we can unite our forces and to certain multiples increase our bestowal upon the Creator. Altogether, we need to respond correctly to what He awakens in us. If I don't connect to the friends, I'm not responding correctly. I can be, it's called anyone who, like a voice that's crying out in the desert. It won't help me. I must reach that form from which the Creator receives. That form is called the Ten. And this is the only way we can respond to Him. It's like in our world. I can't measure anything unless I have something against it. Something in contrast to it. Only through a thing and its opposite. Only that way I can come to some feeling, to some measurement.
Last question. So what did you mean by this? There's no consideration with this world who's already in a 10?
I don't remember what context it was, but actually, if someone is in a 10, he has already the means in his hands that are different than that which are in this world. He's already in a degree of the next world and can bestow and influence upon the spiritual world. About the above the I'm sorry, upon the forces of bestowal.
Okay, so but how is this world? Is there some consideration with us who's already learning in a 10?
No, we need to try to influence everything through the 10. It's much more beneficial. And it's not even suitable to us anymore. If you rise to the next degree to solve problems by you being in it, you can't come down below and start to make from yourself as if you fell from fourth grade to third grade. It can't be. It doesn't fit you anymore and it won't be accepted from you.
What's not suitable anymore?
If you're in the 10 where the Creator brings you to the good fate and puts your hand on the good fate and says take, then you need to take it. We cannot operate degrees that are lower than us. We need in accordance with what we were given, where I am.
On the other hand, we say that in this world we must operate not now to mix up. What does it mean to solve them on the level of this 10 and not on the level of this world?
Anything that has to do with spirituality, I solve through the 10. I have no possibility. I have already come to a state in which I'm incorporated in the 10. And I must, through it, with my pressure upon them in receiving their authority upon myself, by that I need to change every single state that is spiritual and higher, in a higher degree from there.
Not that I'm going to solve corporeal problems on a higher level.
Corporeal, what corporeal?
That's it, it's kind of confusing, so I'm trying to clarify. I'm not going to solve problems of suffering in this world by connection in my 10, or my private problems in my connection in the 10?
Not true. It's not correct. I can change the state of the world only through our connection to the 10. And all the other things, if you start to do, then you'll be like the wise of the world and won't succeed in anything in that. Today, at the beginning, one of the friends asked,
one of the friends asked, I have problems in this world. How can I tie it with the understanding that the solution is in this, in the 10? You said not to connect them.
I'm afraid that he'll get confused. If he has problems at work, that he's getting into a quarrel with his boss, then he'll start to correct it in the 10, and not to correct it with his boss.
So please arrange it for us, fix it up.
I can't make order in this, because each of you is in different states, but what has to do with this world? We try to correct in the vessels of this world. What has to do with spirituality? We try to correct in spirituality.
And the consideration is with us how much we pay attention to spirituality specifically?
Upon the calculation with us, yes. Where I first of all talk from spiritual degree. I can resolve problems. And the fact that later from the spiritual degree go down to a corporeal degree and begin to relate to all kinds of people. not in the group. Yes, to all kinds of people, to all kinds of jobs that I have in this world. Then I already relate to them in a spiritual way. Because first, I did those preparations in the spiritual degree in the group. And now I relate this way also in a corporeal manner.
And
maybe I don't have enough words, but
yeah, we need to learn this. It's very confusing.
It could be. So we will talk more about this. Baltia 3. You're not leaving time for Pticha. Yes. I can't hear. Не слышно. Okay, they don't have. Gilad, we're moving to the preface quickly.